as you all can imagine, this is a pretty difficult day, and so for the sake of not losing my composure, two words down on paper, and my thoughts nonetheless. So as Steve said, today we are gathering to commemorate the death of Isaiah 73. Exactly 1 year ago, 17-year-old Isaiah suffered a brutal death during a prolonged restraint by 7 counselors at Bolingbrook Preparatory School here in Carroll County, Maryland. Isaiah had been at the school barely 2 weeks when our mother received a call on the morning of the 24th notifying her that her son was dead. As weeks passed by, our family would soon discover the method by which Isaiah had lost his life. For over 2 hours, Isaiah was placed in a face-down prone restraint by 7 adult staffers. Witnesses state that the restraint was administered by having 1 counselor hold each limb and a 5th apply pressure to his back by sitting or kneeling on him. The excessive weight that was applied to Isaiah's back, neck, and torso over an extensive period of time rendered Isaiah unable to breathe. According to witnesses, he repeatedly exclaimed,
"Let me up, I can't breathe. Let me up, I can't breathe."
Instead, the counselors decided to ignore his pleas. Essentially, Isaiah suffocated to death over a period of 2 hours. They responded, instead of taking heed to his cries, they responded with comments like,
"If you can talk, you can breathe."
But the counselors still refused to let Isaiah out of the restraint. As Isaiah struggled for oxygen, the counselor took this as a sign of resistance and applied even more force. Eventually, Isaiah urinated on himself and was made to lie face down in his urine until he lost consciousness. After the counselors realized that Isaiah had become non-responsive, they picked him up and threw his limp body in the cold snow.